Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ken Retzer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Johnny Shave. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hannon. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Jim Hannon. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gene Conley. And now, play ball. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud takes first base on ball four. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long strikes out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hicks who is chasing the ball. Geiger reaches third base with a triple. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Shave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shave hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jim Hannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shave fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bressoud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hicks hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cotier takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzahn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0 for 1 in the game. Conley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Runnels for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. King hits a line drive towards third. Malzahn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Retzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bressuit hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Malzahn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Shave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shave is 0 for 1 in the game. Shave hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell pinch hits for Jim Hannon. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell strikes out. Two outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hicks hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Rippelmeyer now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Geiger is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Clinton hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rippelmeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cotier hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Schilling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Long is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Conley takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bresut hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Conley moves to third. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Pagliarani hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hicks. Pagliarani reaches second base with a double. Conley scores. Yastrzemski goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Malzone hits a line drive towards short. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. King strikes out. 1 out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Retzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Johnny Shave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shave is 0-for-2 in the game. Shave hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Shave reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Retzer moves to third. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Willie Tasby pinch hits for Ray Rippelmeyer. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-3 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Cotina now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Geiger hits a line drive into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Clinton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cotina fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cotter is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 3 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Long for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.